You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. This is episode 108 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series where we hack your routines to make you even more productive. So today I want to talk to you about the routines that you have during your break time, during your lunches, coffee breaks, cigarette breaks, whatever it is breaks. And I want to start by saying that breaks in any working environment, even if you work from home, even if you work from your park, even if you work from an office or a cubicle or whatever it is, breaks are highly, highly important. So if you're not taking enough breaks, and enough breaks is about 5 minutes every hour at least. So I would prefer you take 5 minutes every half an hour, but if it interferes with your focus and you kind of want to feel that you're rolling, you can take it once an hour, or you can bunch it into 15 minutes every hour and a half, or whatever it is that works with your own rhythm. But breaks are very, very important. Not only do they allow us to actually chill out a little bit and rest and rejuvenate and hydrate and maybe move our muscles a little bit if we're kind of in an office-y environment, which all contribute to the levels of our focus, which contribute to the way that we process things, which contributes to our mood, which ultimately affects how we do our job, but also because this allows us to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, because sometimes we get stuck on little things, and the much we try to overcome them, the more we get tangled in the web. So sometimes just taking a break, saying, you know what, I'm going to come back to this in a half an hour or in 10 minutes or whatever time you take, allows you to take this deep breath and really look at things from a different perspective. So breaks are very important. Now, the problem that most people have with breaks, which leads them to decide, no, I won't have these long breaks, or I won't have breaks at all, or I'll have a break only when I have lunch, is because we feel that when we allow ourselves to stop working, to quit the circle of productiveness, it's very hard to come back and get on the horse. And the reason that it's so hard is that we sometimes feel that the longer break we have, the more we procrastinate. So instead of having a 5 minute break, we end up having a 15 minute break. And then even after lunchtime, that might be half an hour or an hour, depends on where you work and what are the rules at your working environment, we find ourselves coming back from lunchtime, sit down, work for like 2 seconds, and by work, I mean check email. And then we're like, you know what? I would really like a dessert, or I would really like to go get myself a cold soda, or I would really like to go ask Tom about something that we talked about yesterday. And of course, you won't pick up the phone because it's a lot more fun to just go and ask him. Now, I want to introduce a few rules that you can implement into your break routine that will allow it to be prolific and productive and will allow you to rejuvenate and gain more power and actually bring you to being more productive instead of bringing you to some level of procrastination. So the very first thing that I want you to do is, for every break you take, I want you to define the limit. So defined, what do you want to achieve during this break? Is it a break just to catch your breath or just to vent a little bit? Maybe you want to make some phone calls. Maybe you're going to have lunch. Maybe it's your snack time. I don't know, but define what it is that you're going to be doing. Now, once you know that, you can actually define how much time you allow yourself to have. And I don't want you to be very particular or very strict with it. So if your lunchtime takes you 25 minutes, it's okay if you take 40 minutes of a break, because it's okay to give yourself a little bit of time to digest. And all in all, if you've been working hard, if you've been achieving your goals, why won't you take a break and catch your breath and, you know, give yourself a little reward for doing all that good job? So once you know what you want to do with your break, and once you know how long this break is going to take, the very next thing I want you to do is to incorporate a bit of walking and moving your bones and muscles into every break that you have, even if it's going to the cooler, or even if it's just walking down one flight of stairs and then going back up. What it will create is that you will move your body, your blood flow will work better, it will flow better to your brain, to every muscle that you have. And aside from being healthy, this will actually help you be more productive right after your break. And it will allow you to process things at the back of your mind during your break. So when you hit the ground after your break, you hit the ground running. The second thing I want you to incorporate into your breaks is drinking water. And this, guys, seriously, enough water is so important, not only for your health, but for your productivity, for your sharpness, and for your focus. So please make sure that every time you take a break, you take a few sips of water, half a glass, anything that you can make happen is awesome. But hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. So the final thing that I want to offer you is actually a rule that will help you prevent procrastinating during your break. So whenever you notice that you start doing that, whenever you notice that the time that your break was supposed to end is approaching, your limit is approaching, and you're still not ready to go back, instead of deciding, oh, I just need something sweet, I just need a dose of sugar, or I just go and ask Tom something, or I'll just go and invent something that I need to do and go do it instead of going back to work, I want you to stop for a second. And from a very clean place of no judgment and no guilt, I want you to ask yourself, what was lacking in this break? Because if this break was completely satisfying, you wouldn't be having any trouble going back to work. So something is lacking. Is it more time that you need? Do you want more rest? Maybe you're so full after lunch that you're still digesting and you can't, simply can't go back to work feeling that you're focused and you're, you know, sharp and ready to do your job. So whatever it is, I want you to really ask yourself what it is and answer this question that will help you understand what it is that you need right now. Now, if it's something that really has a reason, like you need more time, or you need to digest, or you really are scared of starting this new task, let's find a solution. So if you need more time, take extra 5 minutes, but do something good with them. Rest, close your eyes, listen to some music, do something that will help you feel more satisfied with your break. If you need more time to digest, that's fine, but don't go running, buying sodas or desserts or whatever it is, because this will only make you feel even more heavy and sluggish, and this will procrastinate the procrastination, basically. Now, if you feel that you don't want to go back to work because you're scared of your next task, or you're not confident in your abilities to do it, or this is just something that you don't like doing, think about a reward that would be worthy of finishing and completing this task. And once you have that, promise yourself that you will reward yourself with this prize, whatever it might be, once you reach the first milestone of the task. Now, the big thing behind this is to get you going, because if you know that there is a prize waiting for you, not at the finish line, not when you're all done with this huge scary task, but actually in half an hour when you finish the first milestone, this is enough of a motivation for most people to just jump in and do it. And once you're in there and you have this first win of achieving the first milestone and you receive your prize, this again creates momentum and it will allow you to keep on rolling with it, because you already know that you can do it and that it's not as scary as you thought. So this is everything for today, guys. I hope this will help your breaks be more productive, rejuvenating, and satisfying, because satisfaction is such an important part of our day. And if we don't have enough of it, it's very hard to keep on being productive and effective. So this is it for today, guys. I'll see you in our next episode. Until next time, keep calm and hack time.